Track 3, The Story Geologists Tell.
At the top half of the page is a photograph with the caption, Devil's Garden. This photograph shows sandstone fins in Devil's Garden, a cluster of long vertical rock formations stretching into the sky like fingers. The rocks are orange with lighter beige horizontal striations. At the base of the rock, formations are green desert shrubs and grasses. The white and pink clouds are low in the bright blue sky.
The park lies on top of an underground salt bed. Thousands of feet thick in places, it was deposited across the Colorado Plateau 300 million years ago by a sea that eventually evaporated. Over millions of years, a blanket of sediment from floods, winds, and the oceans was compressed over it into rock, at one time possibly a mile thick. Because salt under pressure is unstable, it shifted, buckled, and repositioned itself deep underground, thrusting rock layers above, upward into domes and ridges. The hard rock layers cracked during this process, and water worked to erode and carry sediments away, layer by layer, eventually exposing the arch-forming Entrada sandstone layer we see today. Water continues to shape this environment more than any other force. Rain erodes the rock and carries sediment down the washes and canyons. In winter, snowmelt pools in fractures and other cavities, and through the freeze-thaw cycle, breaks off chunks of sandstone. Small recesses develop and grow bigger with passing time. Little by little, this process turns fractured rock layers into fins and fins into arches. Arches also emerge when potholes near cliff edges grow deeper and deeper until they wear through the cliff wall below them.
At the top right corner of the page is a photograph with the caption, North Window Arch. This photograph shows a woman standing with her arms stretched in the air in the center of the North Window Arch. North Window is comprised of various shades of orange and tan, and the opening is shaped like an eye. Patches of white snow are covering the base of the arch, with green pinyon juniper woodlands in the foreground. The bright blue sky and fluffy white clouds starkly contrast against the orange tones of the arch.
History. Native Americans used this area for thousands of years. The archaic peoples, and later ancestral Puebloan, Fremont, and Ute peoples, searched the arid desert for animals and plants to eat, and also shaped stones for tools and weapons. Evidence of their passing is left on a few pictograph and petroglyph panels found scattered throughout the area. The first early explorers came looking for gold and silver, while ranchers found wealth in grasses for cattle and sheep. Disabled Civil War veteran John Wesley Wolfe and his son Fred settled near Delicate Arch in the late 1800s. The weathered log cabin, root cellar, and corral they operated for over 20 years still stand today. A visit to Wolfe Ranch is a walk into the past. Park plants and wildlife. Pinyon and gnarled juniper trees add splashes of green to the red sandstone terrain. Wildflowers bloom from April to July. Most mammals are active at night, but you might see mule deer, kit foxes, jackrabbits and cottontails, kangaroo rats and other rodents, and small reptiles. Flocks of blue pinyon jays chatter in treetops, and the park is home to golden eagles and migratory birds like mountain bluebirds. Biological soil crust. A living soil crust covers much of the untrammeled desert. Often invisible until fully mature, when it appears dark and bumpy, it is composed of cyanobacteria, lichen, algae, and fungi. It prevents erosion, absorbs moisture, and provides nitrogen and other nutrients for plant growth. Avoid crushing it by staying on trails. Without the crust, many larger plants could not survive. And if plants go, so do animals.
In the middle section of the brochure is a map of Arches National Park. Arches National Park comprises approximately 76,500 acres in eastern Utah. The main park road is accessed from the southwest along Highway 191 and offers 23 miles of scenic landscape. The visitor center is located just past the entrance station. The road continues 18 miles north through the center of the park, with two turnoffs to the east, the windows and delicate arch scenic endpoints. Dozens of overlooks and trailheads are easily accessed from the main road, including, from south to north, Park Avenue Viewpoint and Trailhead, Courthouse Towers Viewpoint, Balanced Rock, Skyline Arch, and Landscape Arch. The popular Devil's Garden Trailhead and Devil's Garden Campground are located at the end of the park road to the north. The four-wheel drive roads are accessed at Balanced Rock and near Skyline Arch. Picnic areas are located across from Balanced Rock and near the campground.